And then in terms of, you know, what are the plans in terms of specialist nurses and dementia advisors and so on? I think one of the things that we need to do is define what the care is that we're expecting to see, what it looks like for someone who gets a dementia diagnosis. And I actually think about what Trish said about her experience when she got a diagnosis where essentially because you weren't in a medically critical situation, the NHS wasn't that interested. And you know, it wasn't that they weren't caring, but they have lots of people who do have medically critical things that they need to deal with. But actually, of course, that, you know, one of the things with my own dad that, you know, really came home to me was that his advice was to get a dog. He did get good advice, and his advice was to get a dog, because as we all know, exercise is a very important thing in slowing the progression of the disease. And his memory loss actually stopped. When he got the dog, it actually stopped progressing. And there was a very, very dramatic change for him just from those simple things. And that kind of advice is the sort of thing that really everyone should be getting. And so I think we have to define what that is. We have to identify where we're meeting those standards and where we're not.
Great, thank you, Sam. Thank you. I suspect you're going to have to shoot off, I'm afraid. But please join me in thanking the Secretary, not just as I say, for what he has done in today, but what we know he will be doing going forward through the new government. Secretary, thank you.